The regulatory landscape of 2026, MiCA 2.0 and your crypto card. The Wild West era of crypto cards has officially ended. In 2026, the regulatory framework has solidified, led by the European Union's Markets in Crypto Assets, MiCA 2.0 regulation. For the first time, there is a clear set of rules for card issuers, but these rules come with significant trade-offs for privacy, jurisdictional availability, and reward structures. Why MiCA 2.0 changes everything? Regulations are no longer theoretical. In 2026, several popular cards have been forced to exit the US and EU markets because they couldn't meet the new compliance standards. For a user, choosing a card that is non-compliant is a high-risk move that could lead to your funds being frozen or your account being closed with zero notice. What MiCA 2.0 requires from card issuers. MiCA 2.0 is a comprehensive regulatory framework that requires all crypto card issuers operating in the EU to be licensed as crypto asset service providers, CASPs, and to adhere to strict rules regarding capital reserves, consumer protection, and transaction reporting. The death of anonymous cards under MiCA and the FATF travel rule, no KYC cards have become effectively extinct in regulated markets. Any transaction over a small threshold, typically $1,000, must be accompanied by the identity of both the sender and the receiver. This means your crypto card is now just as visible to the state as your traditional bank account. Stablecoin restrictions, MiCA has introduced strict limits on the issuance and use of non-euro stablecoins, like USDC and USDT, for payments within the EU. This has led to the rise of euro-native cards that prioritize EURC or Monerium, EURE, to ensure they remain compliant with the law. Market benchmarking and ROI math. What is the compliance premium you pay for a regulated card? Feature: unregulated offshore card, regulated, MiCA compliant. KYC level, minimal, email, phone. Full, ID, video, proof of address. Fund safety, no guarantee, safeguarded, tier 1 banks. Spending limits, high until frozen. Structured based on income. Legal recourse, none, Seychelles, BVI. Full, EU ombudsman to courts. The risk ROI, math. An unregulated card might offer 5% cash back, while a regulated card offers 1%. However, the risk of total loss on an unregulated card is estimated at 5-10% per year, due to platform failure or regulatory seizure. On a risk-adjusted basis, the 1% regulated card is actually the more profitable, long-term choice. Real-world implications and regulatory context. The travel rule now applies to almost all card-linked wallets. If you send crypto from your self-custody wallet to your card to top up, the issuer must verify that you are the owner of that wallet. This has led to the rise of wallet verification, AIV, tools. If you can't prove you own the source wallet, your card funds may be held in compliance limbo for weeks. Common mistakes or myths. A common myth is that crypto is global, so MiCA doesn't apply to me if I'm in the US. In reality, global issuers, like Binance or Coinbase, tend to apply the strictest common denominator. If they have to build a compliance engine for Europe, they will likely use the same engine for their global user base to save costs. Another mistake is thinking a VPN can bypass these rules. Card issuers use financial geofencing. They look at your IP, your ID, and your shipping address. How this relates to crypto cards. At SpendNode, we have a regulatory status badge for every card. We distinguish between cards that are licensed in the EEA, registered with the FCA, UK, and US FinCEN registered. We strongly advise users to keep the majority of their spending capital in cards that have a clear, transparent regulatory footprint,